Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. It is 11:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight I'm going to talk about what's coming up in WWE. You got TLC. You got Tribute to the Troops coming up. And apparently Roman Reigns made an appearance at Tribute to the Troops. It'll be good to see him back on WWE TV. Hopefully that means his treatment for leukemia is going well. And also, according to rumors, Becky Lynch made her long-awaited return to the ring at Tribute to the Troops in a tag team match. So it'll be interesting to see who that match included. You get TLC coming up in just 10 days, or 9 days, actually. You've got the WWE Championship match between Daniel Bryan, the defending champion, and challenger and former champion AJ Styles. You've got the women's triple threat TLC match for the SmackDown Women's Championship between Charlotte, Asuka, and the defending champion Becky Lynch. You've got Drew McIntyre versus Finn Balor. You've got Natalya Neidhart versus Ruby Riott in a tables match. And a whole lot more. You've got a triple threat tag team match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. You know, it seems like the majority of the stipulation matches are going to SmackDown this year, which I think is actually a departure from the norm. I believe normally the majority go to Raw. Maybe they're realizing that SmackDown is the superior brand. But you know, I look forward to every pay-per-view basically because I have a party every time. And I have friends over and we get together and watch the pay-per-view, and then we usually hang out afterwards, play some games maybe. And TLC is no different. I'm looking forward to it. I'm having friends over. But it just feels like WWE is starting to not care. And I shouldn't say starting. It seems like they haven't cared for a while. Although, honestly, this is probably the most stacked card they've had in a while, other than Survivor Series. Because that was a very stacked card. Of course, you had the best from both brands on that card. I just think the whole Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman thing, that needs to be ironed out. We need to find out if Braun Strowman's going to be cleared to compete. I doubt it. Although I have not heard anything from my sources. I seriously doubt Braun Strowman's going to be cleared to compete, and if he's not, will they give Baron Corbin the win via forfeit, or will they allow Braun Strowman to appoint a champion, so to speak, to fight for him? And if he does, will that person in fact be Bray Wyatt? Because I think that that is a friendship that should be renewed. Because they are both kind of stuck in mid-card purgatory right now. And although Braun Strowman is supposed to have a championship match at the Royal Rumble. So we will see if that happens. But I want to talk about AEW, All Elite Wrestling. Now, for those who do not know, All Elite Wrestling is a collaboration, reportedly, between Cody Rhodes, The Young Bucks, Adam Page, possibly Kenny Omega, and the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The business address is an LLC that shares the address with the Jacksonville Jaguars stadium. So that is the rumor. And if the rumor is true, I think there could be a dynamic shift in the world of professional wrestling. I think All Elite Wrestling, if they secure a major TV deal and a favorable time slot, can compete with WWE. I think they could actually, obviously they could beat WWE in the ratings, because WWE's ratings have not been that great as of late, and anything new is going to is going to beat those ratings and draw a bigger crowd, because everybody likes to see new. And Cody Rhodes is one of the hottest things in professional wrestling right now. And I think that having him as the forefront of a company is a great move. I think it worked in New Japan, even though he was not champion. I think it worked in Ring of Honor. I think the NWA, however briefly he was the NWA champion, I think that was a great move. And honestly, it would not surprise me to see AEW become an NWA member and work very closely with the National Wrestling Alliance. And I could possibly see Cody Rhodes being NWA champion again. Maybe even a couple more times to at least match his father. But I really do. I think All Elite Wrestling will cause a seismic shift in professional wrestling, and it will get the casual fans away from WWE and the diehard WWE fans will be all that's left. I'm a diehard WWE fan. I admit that. However, and this was a question that was asked on Twitter directly to me, but as a poll question, the question was, if you weren't a diehard WWE fan, would you watch the current product? Simple answer there is no. But I'm addicted to it. I'm kind of hooked. It's interesting to see what happens every week. And good or bad, I stick with it. And I think it's going to take a lot for me to finally say, that's it, I'm done. Because due to reasons beyond my control, there was about a 4-year gap where I couldn't watch wrestling at all. And I only got my information from the internet, and I had to deal with that, and I survived it, and that was mostly the latter stages of the Attitude Era, I guess, and it was right around the time where they got the F out that I was able to start watching again, and since then I really haven't missed a beat. And I haven't given up on it. I go to WWE shows when I can. I've been to one NXT show, and as far as live event experience, NXT is so much better. But I really think that All Elite Wrestling will change the game. I honestly think it will be a major game changer. And I wish Cody and the Young Bucks, both of whom have me blocked on Twitter for whatever reason. I'm not sure if you guys are listening, which I know you're not. At AceDiamond1980 is my at handle. If you could unblock me, that'd be great. But that's about all I got for tonight. I will be back next week. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Have a good night, everybody.